Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And this is going to be an exciting show because every 4 years we do a show like this using the Human Design System to analyze presidential candidates. And we're in a very, very unusual time now because it's more hyper than ever before. And I think we all need to understand these people, the two candidates, better than perhaps other times where it doesn't feel like there's so much at stake and so much controversy over who they are and what they stand for, what it's all about. So to help us look at the Human Design System of these two candidates is a fellow human design analyst like I am, and she's been on the show many times before, Regina Concatelli. Regina, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter. This is exciting times for sure.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. And their charts, Hillary and Donald, their charts are unbelievably correct about them. So it's really valuable that we can talk about it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's some similarities that, you know, we see, whether we understand their charts or not, is to see that they both have really great leadership potential.
But, in
what kind of
ways
leader are they
going
to be is the question.
Yeah. Right. And it really is interesting because human design always gets it right. It hasn't failed. I've done over 2,000 chart readings, and I know you're about equal. And we're always amazed, and the people who we do chart readings for are always shocked at how precise these readings are. And so this is like an illustration of how amazing it is. So let's talk about these people. Let's tell on them.
Yes, exactly. Well, we could start with just if anyone that understands human design and just on the very surface is that they're both manifesting generators, both Donald and Hillary. So they both have this ability to bring their power forward and, you know, make things happen, so to speak.
Right, and they're both very busy trying to have impact.
Exactly, and have that potential for impacting others. And so they both have that in common, and they both have the same profile, which is the investigator martyr. And so that tells us a little bit about their leadership style right there, that they both can come across as very authoritarian. Have we seen that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they both have assuredness are able to deal with all of this conflict going on around them. Hillary doesn't look like she's being so attacked, and she certainly doesn't behave like a victim. She has a lot of power in her chart and display of power, and it's amazing to see that she can withstand. She has a trait of being able to withstand condemnation. And not many people either have it or need it. Another thing that happens in human design is that life meets it. So whatever is in our design to be, we also will find that life will present us the opportunity to be that way. And if she has the ability to withstand condemnation, it means that she's in life by many people to condemn her. So she's here to withstand it.
Yeah, on display for everyone to see. I mean, someone else might have that, and they, you know, it wouldn't be on the nightly news, but nonetheless, they would still meet that aspect of life. And, you know, it's to develop, I think, you know, these abilities and these traits that we have. It gets reflected out. It strengthens that within the person.
Right. Now, another mutual, well, this wasn't a mutual, this withstanding of condemnation wasn't mutual, but a mutual trait that they both have is to be seen as a prophet. And Donald has it more on a conscious side that he wants to be this prophet. Hillary has it on the unconscious side of her chart, so it's more that she's just running that program.
Yes, she has it twice as well. She has it both conscious and unconscious in her
in
her Uranus. So they both have that, you know, that ability and that quality of looking like they can see into the future. They know things and can have a great impact with people about, you know, what it is that they're displaying.
Right, and as I said, life meets it, and people also project our charts onto us. Nobody has to know human design to be able to project that we have traits of holding the identity of a prophet. And so we all are receiving life in a way, you know, others react to us in a way that meets our design. So people are seeing them both as prophets for the future. Now, there's so many,
Go ahead. I was going to say some other things that they have in common, you know, that martyr, the way that is, that comes out in their leadership. Can be a little unrealistic.
They're both here to be martyred.
They're both on, now that's certainly coming out, isn't it? They could be seen as martyrs for, the martyr is, they'll lay on the sword, they'll die for their cause. And so they're both displaying that quite prevalent.
Right. Now, let's look at some of Donald Trump's traits that are unique. For instance, he has the Casanova.
Oh, what a surprise.
So he tries to attract people through his looks, his sexuality, his, you know, masculinity. And there's a lot of that kind of sexual energy. He also has a rich depth of feelings about it. So he lives it. That's why he has to marry these fashion models, because they represent his sexuality.
Yeah. And where he has it in his chart, and just that whole seduction and bring people in. Yeah. That Casanova. The other thing about him, that one of his lessons, you know, what is he here to transform? And that comes from his Pluto is, it's the gate of retreat, but how it plays out is, you know, knowing when to move forward and when to pull back, when to look back over what has happened. And the way that he has it, I mean, he has the real potential to be a bridge burner.
Right.
We've seen that.
He has it, you know, this is why you mentioned Pluto, which is a shadow side. So his ability to turn retreat into victory really is an effort on his part that doesn't work, that he keeps on shooting himself in the foot. And trying to get out of trouble, he seems to always make it worse.
To counsel him, we'd say, hey, take a little bit more time and really reflect on this. You know, it's like his, you know, to turn it into a victory. Like you said, he just keeps coming back. No, I didn't say that. I said this without really taking the time to examine it. What he's saying.
Well, he does have the trait of the manipulator, and the trait of the manipulator can be good, can manipulate people towards the good or elsewise. And so politicians generally have that manipulation. Hillary has it as well, but not as strong as Trump has it. Another trait that Trump has is the need to be the center that ignores the importance of others. And we see that, and now we can be clear about it, that he needs to be the chief. He needs to be the guy who knows it all, and nobody else can know it as well as he knows it. That's why he doesn't respect the advice of so many people who were asking him to, you know, step back and take a few breaths and think about this, because he doesn't respect people enough. To add to that, he has a trait called the zealot. It's a person who has to clean house all the time by firing people. You know, it's so interesting that this is a trait, the need to sweep clean his environment. And people who have that, I know other people who have that, and they love to get rid of people. They love to fire people. It's just a natural instinct to clean house. And Trump has it and loves to do it. It's the kind of
he's well known for that.
Right.
That was his persona when he had his TV show. Yeah, I think that
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he has to do it all the time. So even if he got elected, he'd be firing people from his staff and from his cabinet all the time. You know, changing people over, cleaning house. Because, you know, it's also insecure and not being able to trust people and not honoring people, not allowing people to prove themselves. It's just because it's impulsive and isn't thought out. It's just, oh, the broom has to sweep clean, everything goes. And he does that, and he loves to do it. He's done it with wives, too.
Time for a change. Yeah, and yep. He is an ego being, and I think that's important to point out as well, that he can, you know, purely with his willpower, impact people greatly and think that, you know, he is the boss. He's the king, right? He's the king of the tribe.
Right. He is designed to have that kingship attitude, and it's run by his emotions and his ego, and so he responds to everything emotionally. It's not, I mean, he can think, he's not stupid, but his emotions override him, and so it ends up that he makes a lot of mistakes because he gets caught up in his ego and his impulsivity.
Yeah, just looking at this chart, you know, the way that everything is connected together, his power that he has, I mean, where it starts, and then it's right there connected to that, what we were talking about, the Casanova, but it's just like it's all unconscious for him. It's just like he does not have control over his power of what comes out of his mouth most of the time. And that's scary. If I was doing this chart of someone that wasn't running for the president, I'd have the same assessment of, you know, trying to get them to slow down and put some pauses in there, because it's a very, very powerful and potentially dangerous energy that he can, that he's wielding, and we're seeing that.
One thing that's curious to me is that in his chart, he has no sense of his identity other than his ego, whereas Hillary has a very strong sense of identity, very strong, and her ego isn't as strong. She actually has a lot of innocence in her chart. It's hard to tell because she has a display of power that's very strong. Uh-huh. But it comes from a trait in her human design of self-empowerment that is very motor driven. So she appears to be arrogant, but it's really an innocent nature of hers to apply her power, it's just read wrong. And I think, you know, she does have this need to be included. She also has a trait called superficial expression, and I think that's valuable. I always congratulate people when they have that. I say, oh, you can get along with people better than I can, because if you can be superficial, then you can be nice to people, and you don't have to make them your best friend. So she has a lot of traits that help her be appreciated by a lot of people also. And she has one trait in her chart that stands out a lot. It's actually twice in her chart, is the Democrat. And it's not about party-driven. It's really just about somebody who desires to lead, following being selected, being elected, wanting to be chosen. So she has this great need to be chosen, to lead. And she also has a trait in her chart that she's extremely uncomfortable if she's not included. So she always likes to get inside to be part of things. And it's it keeps her running for office to be included. So all these add up. You know, there's no trait in anyone's design that sits alone and you say, oh, that's the story. It's really that they have many traits that operate together and that combined can create a coloration. For instance, she has another trait of envy and selfishness. So it's that she wants things that other people have and wants to have them for herself. She wants them. We talked about Trump having the sense of being a king. Hillary also has a trait of being a queen. And it's not arrogant. It's really just the need to be responsible for her subjects. And she has a lot of that in her, especially when
there's
to children.
Yeah, there's more adaptability to her type of being a queen. A little more adaptability and changeability in that situational.
The king and the queen, they can be good people depending on what the rest of their chart is. And so she has the coloration in her chart of innocence, and it's hard for some people to see that, and a lot of people see these other traits in her and then they assume other things, but she can't help it. She's just the way she is, and is being true to herself as far as she knows. And yet what Trump has is the coloration of faith in the process, and not it's an interesting trait. It's a trait that doesn't need proof. It's a trait that's willing to run on assumptions. And we see that, and he does that in business too. And I always say that people who have this particular trait of faith, this coloration in their chart of faith, are people who can be visionaries because they don't have to have proof. They can just run on an idea, on a fantasy. And let it prove itself out or not.
Yeah,
and
that's
exactly what he's doing. So I'm really, you know, curious as to, you know, people are reading everyone's, as I've said before, people are reading people's designs, whether they know it or not. You don't have to know human design to read into all of these traits on an unconscious level and respond to people and think about people. But it gets complicated when Hillary has so much power in her chart, and yet, you know, there's also this innocence. And it can be totally misunderstood. She's also, because she has selfishness and envy, you know, you can apply a lot of bad traits. You can, you know, be nasty about her. because of her, of the energy in her chart. There's a lot of strength in it, and the fact that she doesn't play the victim is really interesting, because a lot of people want her to be more contrite, but she has the ability to withstand condemnation, and so she doesn't fall prey to that.
Yeah, sir. You know, and I think the leadership that she displays, it just, you know, like the Democrat that you mentioned, it's kind of interesting that that's the name of the line that she has twice, is the Democrat. But her ability to lead can be very threatening for people, and she can be very clear on how she explains things, and just her. You know, just looking at her throat center, there's just so much potential for her to guide, to lead, to explain, to come up with good formulas. You can see why it can be threatening for people. And she's in a female body, so it's like females in the past have been, been tried to be put in their place, and she's not in her place. So right. It is very threatening for people, and right. Luckily she can handle that.
Yeah, I mean,
for the most part.
But see, what we're pointing out here are traits that are complex together that don't give us a simple picture. And so here we have, a seemingly well-meaning, because she has innocence. She really means well. But she has all of this other stuff going on. She also has discrete timing, and the need to keep private her intentions until certain times, and
mm-hmm.
And withstanding condemnation. She's just not putting it all on the table as contrite as people want, and I think that throws people off.
Yeah, the timing of it. Yeah, she can be secretive. And the bully, she can come off as a little bit like the bully, and that's right there as well.
Right. Well, that's her display of power.
Yeah.
And it can be used in different ways depending on the rest of her chart. And she doesn't have a lot of negative traits. There are a lot of people who really have denial of justice things that, for instance, Saddam Hussein had some terrible things in his chart, and that's why he was who he was. And so there are people who, really have bad things going on, and neither of them are really, evil people. Trump's attitude is that he's very, very egocentric, and he can't see beyond these energies in his chart of cleaning house. I mean, you could say that's evil, is that he's willing to just fire people without caring about them. But he doesn't see that. He sees that as that's the right way to do business, and that's the right way to succeed in life. Not like he's, oh boy, I can really hurt people. He doesn't even get it that it matters. I mean, that's pretty bad.
There's plenty in here about his chart and his ability to, be successful on the material plane. And, he has.
Right.
Just in some degree. So, right. Yeah. There's people that, have far more negativity that they're up against, that it comes through their chart. But, yeah, neither one of them are really those kind of evil people.
Right. And one thing Trump has in his chart that actually George W. had and has in his chart is the trait of incompetence. There's a part of Trump that's incompetent, that he can't help. He can't overcome that. And it makes mistakes. And he's made a lot of mistakes in his life. So there's a part of him that's really not bright, that misses the point. And, you know, there's an innocence in that. But there's a lot in his chart that's not so innocent. And, you know, he needs to be the center of attention. He ignores the importance of others. He is happy to get rid of people. So there's a lot we don't like in his chart. And Hillary has her own share of struggle, but it's really not as much negativity. It just appears to be that way when she doesn't seem to be so contrite, and you know she has to display her power. And but that's what we would want in a president too. But certainly one who's maybe a little bit more open than she's willing to be, because she does have some secrecy in her chart.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have a few minutes left. Anything else you'd like to add to this that you see?
Well, you know, going through their charts, let's see, what have we not talked about here? Yeah, I mean, it's just experiencing these people, looking at their charts, and, you know, there's just a, for me, there's like a little, you know, the yellow light is flashing around Donald, you know, but based on what we've talked about, that it's just, there's a volatility that is very prevalent with him that isn't with Hillary. Her power just gets expressed in a different way, but definitely both very, very powerful people and potential to lead. Now, whether it's to lead right. a country or not, that's another thing.
Right. Also, Hillary has creativity in her chart, and that's helpful. So we're going to see what happens. I think we've put it out there in a lot of ways about them now. And Regina Concatelli, it's been so great to talk with you. How can people reach you?
Thank you, Peter. People can reach me and the phone number 619-787-8750, or they can find me on my website, alignwithyourdesign.com.
Great. Regina, thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. And this is Peter Roth, your host, and I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you, and have a good day.